Let's start with you, Mrs. Levinson. A couple of years back when I had the opportunity of interviewing you, you were very hopeful. Are you still hopeful?
Of course, I'm always going to be hopeful. Until I have concrete information that he won't be returned home, I will always be hopeful. I hope every day that this will be the day he's home with us. To the Iranian government, I would like to say it's time to release Bob. You've held him for over 10 years now. He is 69. All he wants to do is come home to his family and live out his life. Please let him do that. To Bob, I'd say stay strong. Every day we're hoping and praying that today is the day you're going to be home. And you have 5 grandchildren you haven't even met yet. Please stay strong.
Douglas, in your testimony, you hold the Iranian government responsible for it. Would you kindly elaborate on that one?
Yes, we know that the Iranian government took my father. They've denied it at every turn. However, we have proof in the form of a Press TV article that was released almost a month after my father was kidnapped, stating that he was, quote, in the hands of the Iranian government and should be released shortly. We also have documents stating that he was arrested on Kish Island. We know that he was taken by Iran. We know that Iran is responsible. And whether or not he's still in there because they might have moved him, we're not sure, but we know that Iran is responsible.
Are you expecting any particular action from the current administration?
We're hopeful with the recent statement that was put out last week by the White House. It's a great first step, and we're hoping that it'll lead to more action.
And you are?
My name is Dan Levinson. I'm the eldest son of Robert Levinson.
Apart from the U.S. government, have you approached any international institutions like United Nations, Human Rights Commission, or, you know, that kind of establishment?
Well, the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention released a report in January saying that we had reached out to them. They did their own investigations of my dad's case, and they found that, one, that my dad is being held by the Iranians. Two, they called on the Iranian government to immediately release my father. And this was a big step because this is the United Nations who is saying that. And they've been more aggressive in the past 10 years than our own U.S. government has been.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.